Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about the surprising impact of stupidity throughout history. Let's dive in.
I'm all ears. It's such a pervasive yet often overlooked force, isn't it? So what's the central argument here?
Well, the core idea is that stupidity isn't simply a lack of intelligence, but a refusal to adapt, a stubborn clinging to flawed ideas despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary. It's about knowing better but doing worse. Almost like a willful blindness.
Got it. Interesting. The Panama Canal example is a perfect illustration, right? Ferdinand de Lesseps, blinded by his Suez success, ignoring expert warnings, tragic consequences.
Precisely. 22,000 deaths, millions of dollars wasted, a project delayed for decades, all because of a refusal to acknowledge reality. And it's not an isolated incident. The text argues this pattern repeats throughout history.
The Roman Empire, the Great Depression, all victims of their own internal stupidity, it claims. But isn't that a bit of an oversimplification? I mean, there were complex factors at play, surely.
I see your point. Of course, other factors contribute, but the content suggests that this willful ignorance, this collective stupidity, plays a significant, often decisive role. Think about it. Even with all the information available today, we see the same patterns emerging. It's almost as if stupidity has evolved.
Evolved? That's a fascinating concept. How so?
Well, the text suggests that stupidity has become incredibly efficient, profitable, and contagious in the modern age. Think about outrage media, political polarization, the spread of misinformation. These things thrive on emotional reactions, not rational thought. It's almost as if stupidity is being actively cultivated.
So it's not just about individual failings, but a systemic issue. That's a powerful statement, but how do we combat something so deeply ingrained, so pervasive?
The text emphasizes self-reflection, constant questioning, skepticism not just of others, but of our own beliefs. It's about recognizing our own biases, our emotional vulnerabilities, and it's about accepting that sometimes being right is less comfortable than being part of the crowd.
That's a tough pill to swallow. It almost makes it sound like fighting stupidity is a lost cause.
Not necessarily a lost cause, but definitely a constant uphill battle. The text suggests the key is not to try and fix everyone else, but to focus on our own thinking, our own resistance to the pull of the crowd. It's about individual responsibility within a system that encourages the opposite.
That's a profound point. So it's about self-awareness, critical thinking, and the courage to stand apart. Sounds like a good philosophy for navigating the world, regardless of the specific issue.
Exactly. And on that note, we conclude our discussion on the pervasive and surprisingly powerful force of stupidity. Thank you for joining us. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.